Ariana Grande, I'd rather sell fewer records and be outspoken about Trump-era effery. By Hannah Blow on July 9, 2019. Pop sensation Ariana Grande said in an interview with Vogue released Tuesday that she will happily risk selling fewer records to speak out on issues like gun control and Trump-era fuckery. The wide-ranging interview covered several topics, from the artist's childhood to her ex-boyfriends, but it briefly focused on politics, with Vogue describing Grande as passionately pro-LGBTQ and passionately anti-Donald Trump. The Seven Rings singer proudly exclaimed that she would rather sell fewer records and be outspoken on what she views as some fuckery in the world. I would rather sell fewer records and be outspoken about what I think is some fuckery than sell more records and be Switzerland, she told the magazine. Am I allowed to say that? I love Switzerland. The fake wokes are waiting to attack. This is not the first time Grande has waded in political waters. Grande appeared at the March for Our Lives rally in Washington, D.C., last year, singing Be Alright to attendees. The Grammy Award-winning artist also told Elle magazine last July that she would not stay silent on hot-button issues, promising to use her privilege to help educate people. There's a lot of noise when you say anything about anything. But if I'm not going to say it, what's the fucking point of being here? Grande said. Not everyone is going to agree with you. But that doesn't mean I'm just going to shut up and sing my songs, she continued. I'm also going to be a human being who cares about other human beings, to be an ally and use my privilege to help educate people. This year, Grande opened up voter registration booths or her concerts, set up by the liberal activist group Headcount.org. Last month, the Thank You, Next singer donated six-figure proceeds from a concert to Planned Parenthood, seemingly as a response to the passage of Georgia's pro-life heartbeat bill. Breitbart News reported. Pop megastar and far-left activist Ariana Grande donated the six-figure proceeds from her sold-out concert in Atlanta, Georgia, to Planned Parenthood shortly after the state passed the Living Infants Fairness and Equality (LIFE) Act, which prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Ariana Grande's generous donation comes at a critical time. In Georgia and across the country, anti-women's health politicians are trying to ban all safe, legal abortion, Planned Parenthood Action Fund President Dr. Lena Wen told People. This is not what the American people want, nor is it something they'll stand for. The singer made headlines in 2015 after licking donuts on an exposed tray at a California donut shop, later revealing that she hates America.